Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Thank you for joining us as we continue the Christmas celebration.
Lift up your heads, no need to mourn. His hand is stretched out still. For unto us a child is born, his promise to fulfill.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, our hearts are filled and overflowing with praise to you as we continue celebrating the birth of your Son and all that means to us. Truly, He was the greatest gift and the only true reason for this season. If He had not come, then we would not have a relationship with you. We would still live and die in our sin. Those of us who have believed in you and accepted your gift of salvation by your grace have real joy in our hearts and minds this Christmas season. We pray for those who have not yet recognized their sin and need for a Savior. May this year be the one that will bring them to a saving knowledge of you through Christ. And that this be their spiritual birthday. And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our God, the Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song you hear is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page. Please make a note of it. Facebook.com/call to worship with Gary Robey. Again, that address on Facebook is facebook.com/call to worship with Gary Robey. And if Call to Worship is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us. Our website includes archives of the Call to Worship programs from many years ago. You'll find hundreds to choose from, and you can search for a specific topic. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming.
Oh,
Thank you for joining us for our Christmas call to worship and praise.
Veni, veni, Emmanuel, captivum solve Israel, qui gemit in exilio, privatus Dei.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Tum ta ta run ta, tum ta ta run, tum ta ta run ta, tum ta ta run.
Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant
light.
Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star, his natal star.
Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the
Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Worship Christ the newborn King.
How would you complete the phrase, Christmas is? As you think about that, here are details of the very first Christmas, the birth of Christ, Luke chapter 2. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. The shepherds. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The wise men. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Well, after they spoke with the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Traditions. Just think about your whole Christmas traditions list. The tree, the lights, special foods, and Christmas caroling. For some, Christmas is the holiday tradition that includes giving of time and efforts with a servant's heart, such as visiting those in nursing homes or helping comfort and feed the homeless. Christmas is gifts. For many, the focus is mainly about the gifts. Some even center their gift-giving around the fact that the greatest gift was God's only Son and the salvation that it offers to all. And that should really be the top of our priorities. Please invest significant time in God's Word, looking very closely at the gift of His Son. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Christmas is a personal celebration. Your Christmas should be just that, your Christmas. Personal, private time, alone with Him. Folks, when all is said and done, all the stuff of Christmas is wood, hay, and stubble. While on this earth, we're responsible to God alone for what we do and say. And when we see Christ, it will be just us and God. We're not accountable for what others do. So, as you go about your day and future days, remember that Christ is coming very soon. So let's celebrate.
windows open wide, and on the hearth a fire is burning. The rooms are full of light, the festive meal has been prepared, and a song invites you in to come share.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we continue our Christmas celebration. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. In the Bible, the book of Romans includes what is commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. And Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us while we were His enemies. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. You can reach us by mail here at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may God help us to hear these words of Jesus. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. And from Luke chapter 2, the angel said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
La, 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 la. They say Christmas comes only once a year, but I see it all year long. It's not in the words to a Yuletide song or the gifts we hold so dear, but yes, it's a reason for cheer. Emmanuel, ring those bells, keep them ringing on and on. Emmanuel, hear those bells, they're proclaiming all year long. Glory to God in the highest, praise the Lord. Ooh, ooh. A king wrapped in swaddling lives on today. He reigns in the hearts of men. Wonder of Christmas is born within by receiving the present He gave. Let's celebrate Jesus each day. Emmanuel, ring those bells.